Back now with Day to Day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is close to its all-time high. It could set a new record soon. But a lot depends on whether the bankers at the Federal Reserve signal they are ready to take a break from raising interest rates. Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon joins us. Bob, if the Dow does set a new record this week, it's possible this week, how significant is that?
Well, Alex, it's just a number, of course, but it's a magic number, 11,722 points. The Dow Industrial Average hasn't been that high since January of 2000. It's moved a little closer today, about 135, 140 points away now. This is significant because the Dow is such a key index for Wall Street. It's a collection of the blue-chip stocks, of course, IBM, Boeing, McDonald's, Home Depot, to name a few. So it could be an important psychological lift for investors. Saw one market strategist quoted in USA Today saying, there's a ton of mojo in the market right now. A lot of anticipation that the market is going to be able to shake off the downward pressures of soaring oil prices, geopolitical worries. And, of course, those interest rate increases from the Fed that investors have been so focused on lately.
Well, what are the signs from the Fed?
Well, this could be the deciding factor here of whether the Dow can break this historic high. And it's one of the reasons that the markets have been so volatile lately. Wall Street seems to be confused about the signals coming out of the Fed. The money policymakers at the Federal Reserve meet again this week. The consensus on Wall Street right now is that the central bankers are all but certain to notch up interest rates another quarter percentage point on Wednesday. That would be the 16th straight increase in the past couple of years, and it would bring the rate that the Fed charges banks to an even 5%. Now, as I say, that seems to be a foregone conclusion. What Wall Street will be listening very closely to is the statement that comes along with the Fed action. The big question is, will they reiterate what Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke suggested in testimony on Capitol Hill a few weeks ago, that the Fed could be leaning toward at least a pause in the rate tightening while it gets a better handle on how the economy is doing, just how serious the threat of inflation might be? That's the whole reason for this steady lifting of the interest rates, to keep those inflationary pressures down.
Okay, so what happens if they do not get that signal?
Well, then you can almost surely kiss goodbye any prospect that the Dow will set this new record that we've been talking about. That would really put investors right back where they started, really scratching their heads. And, of course, we all know that the Wall Street hates uncertainty, so we'll just have to be watching what the Fed policymakers will be doing later this week. That will really be the key here. Mark your calendar. The big announcement comes Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. Eastern Time. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're watching the latest developments in the Enron trial. The defense has rested its case today.
Thank you. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.